the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped about 450 points at the opening bell today after President Trump threatened to hike tariffs on Chinese goods in a series of tweets. Trump's tweets also sent Chinese stocks tumbling to their worst day in more than 2 years. Let's bring in Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton. Diane, yesterday Trump tweeted that all Chinese imports will get a 25% tariff shortly. Right now, a portion of them are taxed at 10%. This has had a pretty significant impact on the markets.
That is certainly a huge impact. And if it were to come true, the reason markets are reacting is because the ripple effects through both the U.S. and the Chinese economy would be quite large. You're talking about virtually everything people buy at almost all stores. Many of them come from China. So it's consumers who bear the burden of this. There's been several economic studies on this now that all of the tariff costs have been borne by U.S. consumers. We also know there's retaliation, of course. Bankruptcies in the farm sector because the retaliation that the Chinese have taken have surged to their highest level since the height of the crisis in 2010. So I think these are very important things to take into account. We were on the edge of thinking we would have some kind of a deal, although many of us were concerned that any deal we had would be a short-term ceasefire. We certainly hope that we still get to some kind of a deal, but really there is the gap between the two countries and what needs to be done and what wants to be done by the two sides is really quite large. They're to that final point where getting the last mile is the hardest mile to close.
So why would the president make this threat then? Is this just an negotiating tactic ahead of this meeting?
Well, I don't want to get inside of the head of the president. I would hope that it's only a negotiating tactic, although the more he does this, the more it has ripple effects on other negotiations we've got coming up with both the European Union on vehicle and parts imports and the Japanese. And the problem is these bilateral agreements do really require, they almost institutionalize trade wars because they require that if someone violates them, you don't have the pressure of the peer group that you do in a multilateral trade agreement. So the only reaction, the only enforcement mechanism is to turn around and slap tariffs and quotas and get retaliation, which cause a lot of economic pain instead of getting people back to the negotiating table because of the whole rest of the world is not in agreement with them. And in fact, we know we have many allies around the world that do not like the way China does business and are willing to work with us to put pressure on China, but we've sort of cut that aspect of the negotiations off.
After the president's tweets, you tweeted, "Fed back on high alert, my head is spinning." What what do you think that this means for the Fed, which had already said that for the rest of this year, it's unlikely to raise interest rates again?
Well, it's certainly not likely to raise interest rates. What it does is up the ante that the Fed would have to do a preemptive cut in rates if, in fact, the tariffs were put in place and they started to see things weakening economically. And this is something that I think is really important is, you know, the Fed is in the position of having to clean the mess of this up. Remember when the Fed was criticized for being tone deaf back in December when they were talking about automatic pilot and where they were on their balance sheet, even though they had cut back on the number of rate hikes they expected, that was when we saw, again, tariff man. We saw the threat of a full-blown trade war. And the kind of disorderly market reactions this can cause are something that can pull the Fed into action. And the Fed has made it clear they do not want to be blamed for taking this economy down. This is not their fault. Trade negotiations are not part of their purview, but it is their job to deal with mopping up after the mess is made.
Well, and by the way, the president, it's clear, wants the Fed to cut interest rates again. So is he pushing the Fed to do just that?
Well, this would be a strange way to do it, is to try to preempt and actually trigger an actual recession for the Fed to do it. That's not what anyone would like. And given what his statements are about what kind of growth he'd like, using these tariffs is not the best mechanism of getting there.
Diane, this comes just a few days after a pretty good jobs report. We've got unemployment right now at a 50-year low. The stock market still near record highs. Wages going up. Overall, is the economy as good as it looks on paper?
The economy is on solid footing. It's slowing from the pace we saw in 2018 and 2019, but it's still on very solid footing. And that's the important thing. And that's part of the reason why Chairman Powell has been sort of, you know, reluctant to do a preemptive cut in rates, because they want to keep their ammunition to battle a real faltering economy, not one that's still generating so many jobs.
That is Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton. Diane, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.